Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure. We got our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill is the president and CEO of Development Specialists Incorporated. DSI.biz is his website. Bill is a global businessman who helps companies like yours and mine. When we need a little help, we need to get out of trouble, he does that. He helps folks out all over the place. And he also, though, in when he puts his cape on, he is the masked avenger for the Democrat Party. He's one of the political operatives over on the Democrat side, and we asked Bill to join us today over a week ago, because I've got the Democrat on this week, this hour, and in the last hour I had Rich Galen, the Republican, on, and so we had both of them scheduled, just regardless of how the election went. Bill Brandt, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. You know, Bill, in the last segment, I asked Rich Galen, our Republican, I said, did you get the license number? And he said, well, no, I didn't get the number, but I think I saw Bill Brandt driving the truck.
Could have been. Well, you know, I separated into two pieces, and the simple piece is that there's a big picture piece about demographics and the changing nature of America and the socialist, yeah. But there's also a tactical piece, and don't lose sight of the fact that for a guy who claimed, you know, when he was running Bain that he was a data maven, the Obama people from the start, going back to March, told you what the metrics were going to be, said they were going to perform,
yeah.
And if this was a statistics class, we'd be sitting back in awe. They did what they
said.
Yeah.
They
never lost sight. And for guys like the Bain people who should have been able to see behind those numbers and second guess it,
yeah.
That's one of the biggest shortcomings tactically. I don't
disagree. And I have said this before. I've said it twice today. In the Olympic blood sport of politics, Democrats are better than Republicans.
You know,
no question. There's no question about that.
I have always thought that both of them are good at this. The Democrats may have a slight edge at the elections. The Republicans are better at running government and administering, which the Democrats, they seem to win and not sometimes know what to do. So
well, that's
not,
no, I agree. No, I didn't. Listen, I didn't say anything about governance policy. I was talking about at the Olympic blood sport of politics.
No, you know, I hearken to that Reagan philosophy some years ago that personnel is politics, and the Republicans know how to pack an administration in good Chicago-style politics, you know, replacing 50 good Democrats with 100 better Republicans,
yeah.
And the Democrats never get there. So,
yeah. You know what? You don't get a chance to do that if you don't get elected, though. So you gotta get through the front door first, and the Republicans just haven't done a good job of that. But
they're facing, if I could be so bold, in many ways this is their McGovern moment. They thought they had about 9 ways to skin this cat, and they stand there this morning.
Yeah.
And I gave you some predictions by email.
I have them right here.
Look, when you talk about how brilliant the Obama people, that is the tacticians, were, look at the House races. I mean, there's really no net change in the House. I think the Democrats will pick up 9 seats maybe. I think I told you 5 to 8, so
yep,
and
yep.
It's not over yet. We might wind up at the 8.
Yeah.
So, you know, this was, I mean, obviously the tacticians running Obama's campaign were far better than many of the right people
no
at the
question.
Local level.
Well, the main thing that happened, I think, that this is what the Democrats did, that their strategy was a little risky, but it worked perfectly. They set Romney's agenda in May, and they never turned loose of it. Completely throughout the entire campaign, Romney was reacting to Democrats' attacks or strategy or whatever it was. He was doing that eight, nine times out of 10.
Jim, this
including the convention. The Democrats set the agenda for the Republican convention.
This isn't new. In 1996, early on, Clinton made Dole look like an old, incapable
yep,
guy.
That's right.
In 2004, Bush made Kerry look like an elitist windsurfer.
Yep.
if you can define your opponent before he defines you.
That's right.
And part of the problem was that Romney had a hard-fought primary and just could not pit fast enough. But frankly, yeah. that tells me that he didn't have the organization. There should have been a portion of his organization mm-hmm. anticipating a win and laying the metrics. And they appeared to start fresh the next morning, which kind of strikes me as dopey.
Yeah, I agree. No, I agree. But again, it just comes back to what I've said. I'm going to say it again. Republicans are boys playing with men.
No, you know, look,
I
know many Republicans. My wife was a former Senate Republican press secretary. Republicans are good at this. But you know, we were talking tactics. Let's go back to the
Hold on to that thought, Ben. I got to take a quick break.
Okay.
I didn't say Republicans weren't good. I just said they're not as good as Democrats. 22, right back with Bill Brand after these messages. He's the Democrat, and as I said, we try to be fair and balanced here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Stay with us.
Whether they're right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.